Hey you guys, what's going on? Your girl Lena. I am back with episode 2. First of all, let me just say this. I am so thankful and very grateful for all of you guys that was listening to my last episode, which is episode 1, about life changing and manifesting. Like, I really appreciate you guys for showing your support and taking your time to listen to me talk about those very two special and important topics. So we are on episode 2, you guys. We are moving up in life. Look at us. But no, you guys, so today's topic is one of my favorite topics of all. It is self-care and loving yourself. Two also important things that's really important in our lives as well, especially loving ourselves. Definitely have to do that, right? Because how you gonna love yourself if you can't, well, no. How can you love someone else when you can't love yourself, right? Yes, yes, yes. I've been told that so many times. So yes, very, very important. But self-care is also important, and let me just rephrase this and let you guys know. Self-care, a lot of people think that self-care is just like pampering yourself and, you know, doing all those fun things that us women and men like doing. I mean, yes, but importantly, self-care is basically caring for yourself, or as it can be eating right, you know, eating the right foods and setting a correct diet for you. And it can be all type of things, you know. Exercising is another form of self-care. You know, so it's a lot of things, but mainly self-care also can involve in mental health as well. Basically keeping your mind focused and keeping you, you know, in tune with yourself. It's very important to have a clear mind and a clear mindset and to stay focused at all times. But yes, yeah, self-care, what I like to do in my needing of self-care, me personally, I like to do the pampering things. I like to, you know, take hot bowl baths with candles and the fancy stuff you put in the tub, like roses and Epsom salt, the Epsom salt that actually smells good, the Dr. Teals, you know, that stuff that smells like apples and bananas and roses and all that other stuff. So I like to use stuff like that, and I also like to do a lot of self-care on my skin, like my face and things like that. I'm trying to, that's also important too, you know, taking care of your body, you know, making sure that, you know, your skin is good and making sure that you're smelling good and all of that. Hair is another form of self-care. Like I said, basically self-care is caring for yourself, okay? I have followed up on a lot of self-care routines, especially on YouTube, and a lot of people do different things involving with that, which is, I think, is really awesome, because a lot of people get that confused with self-care, but it's basically what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's saying exactly what it is, but, you know, we just need to definitely make sure that we're taking care of us, because you gotta think about it, you guys. Our body is definitely our temple, and you wanna definitely make sure you maintain that at all times, you know. But I don't know, like, involving with yourself takes time. Involving with yourself takes time. It does. Like, getting to know who you are is not easy And people, you probably like, how is that not easy? It's you, you know. Hell, I don't even know me all the way yet, which is kind of crazy, but it's so true. Like, I don't even know when I'm coming sometimes or when I'm going. That's why it's very important to get to know you. That's why we do these things, and, you know, and self-care, because we try to get to know us, you know, deep down inside. I do have some self-care ideals to do daily lists for you guys. So if you guys want, I'll give you some time to go grab a pen and paper. You guys can write it down, or if you guys have a good memory, or you can always come back and listen to this podcast show again to, you know, get it. So here's number one. Number one is actually eat 3 meals a day. Yes, actually eat 3 meals a day. I know it's so hard, you guys. It's hard for me, but you have to. It's very important. So that means breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay. Number two, drink lots and lots of water. Have to. Definitely. Like, I used to, I ain't gonna lie, I used to actually keep a drink water app on my phone to help me to drink water. Like, it was that bad. I used to could not stand water. And I literally had to get an app on my phone to help me to drink water, which is pathetic and pitiful. I know. But hey, it actually worked. And I usually keep like a water bottle. That's another thing you guys can do too to help you drink water. Just get like a water bottle and actually keep it on the side of your bed, on your nightstand. And I also learned through this COVID that drinking cold water is bad for you. Like, you have to, like, drink water room temperature. It's good for you. Okay? Number three, spend some time journaling to process your thoughts. Yes. Definitely, you guys. I've been journaling for a while now, and that definitely, definitely helps. When you write stuff down, like, it helps you to clear your mind and, you know, get things out, because your mind is the most powerful thing on your body. I'm trying to tell you, like, and when you keep all that stuff like caked up inside your body, I mean inside your head, it's not good for you at all. Okay, so like I said, spend some time journaling to process your thoughts. Number four is meditate for 5 minutes every morning. 5 minutes every morning definitely will help you. It will help you mentally. It will also help you physically. Okay, so make sure you guys do that. If you guys don't know how to meditate, they have millions of apps, or you can Google it or whatever, and they will help you. It's really easy, guys. It took me, it does take time to learn how to meditate, because, you know, the whole point of meditating is focusing and trying to clear your mind, which is really hard to do. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, write out your daily to-do list, stay focused and organized. Okay, so make sure you guys are writing out your to-do list. That will definitely help you, so your mind don't have to be all over the place, so you can definitely focus on only on the things that you need to do for that day. So make sure you guys do that. Number six, do a brain dump to get rid of all your cluttered thoughts. A brain dump. So basically, a brain dump is, it's like games that can help you to clear your mind. Like, it's a lot of games that also you can, you know, download like apps and stuff like that on your phone. You can actually go to your apps and actually put brain dump games, and they will like list out a whole bunch of games that will help you to keep your, you know, minds and your minds cleared and everything and focus. Also, number seven, come up with a morning routine to help get you ready for your day. So just come up with some routines that will help you, like if you want to start getting up early in the morning every day to go exercise or to walk the dog or to eat breakfast or to get some work done or take a yoga class or whatever, make sure you set that as a routine. Just make sure you set something that you can do daily to become a daily routine, okay? Also, number 8, create a night routine that'll help you relax in the evening. So as well as night, come up with a night routine, like do a skincare routine or a skincare routine, like a shower routine, or any type of routines that will actually help you to get through the evening and through the night, okay? Also, number 9, when you're overwhelmed, take a minute to breathe, guys. Refocus. Just breathe. Just basically another thing. And that's how you know this world is so full of technology, because everything that you need that I'm explaining is actually on apps that will actually help you. So it shouldn't be no excuse why we cannot do this, okay? So number 10, call a friend. You know, call someone, you know, and talk to them and explain to them, you know, how your day was. Ask them how their day was, you know. Just like sometimes, oh my God, it helps. Oh my God, that helps a lot when you call a friend and you talk to your friend and you guys talk about, you know, things. And I swear it definitely helps, okay? Number 11, use a sugar scrub on your hands and feet. Yes. I used to make my own sugar scrubs back in the day, you guys. You know what? I'm kind of thinking I might just do that again. It was so much fun. So what I used to do, I used to actually go buy sugar. And what you do is you can order the little containers off of Amazon. And you actually get sugar. I used to put sugar and honey and brown sugar in like a really smelly good type of oil. And I just used to mix it up. And I put vanilla extract in it. So I can get that like vanilla-y, like creamy smell. When I tell you that stuff actually worked on my skin, on my body. I love scrubs, guys. When I take baths, like that's like a must. Like I have to take like a body scrub, because I feel like when you take a bath and you sit and that stuff just sits on you, and I feel like the soap is not getting it off. So that's why I like to use the body scrubs, because I know that when you scrub your body, you know, it comes off, you know, the sugar gets it off. So yes, make that also a self-care to do daily as well. Yes. So that would be, what did I say? Oh, so this would be number 13. Start taking supplements, guys. Start taking supplements, meaning as vitamins. For those who don't know what that is, it's vitamins. Like, start taking vitamins. You know, they have vitamins for hair, skin. They got vitamins for everything now. Like, I actually am taking these vitamins. It's by Care. They actually have an app. If you want to go on there, it's care/of.com, where they can actually personalize your vitamins or whatever, and you just tell them basically what you need vitamins for, from heart sleeping, or you need vitamins for energy, for hair, for weight gaining or losing weight, like anything that you can think of that you need vitamins for, they definitely will help you, okay? So go to care/of.com and they will personalize all your vitamins for you. And it's so cute because it comes with these little packets with your name on it. So it's like so adorable. Last but not least, listen to an inspiring podcast, guys. Listen to an inspiring podcast. Definitely helps. Because like I said, sometimes it's good to hear what other people are going through, because you never know that you might be going through the same thing, or you might like the same thing that that podcaster likes, or just taking in the advice and the, you know, motivations definitely helps. Just hearing from other people's, you know, word of mouth is just like very inspiring, and it definitely helps, you know, definitely. Okay, so yes, those are my self-care ideals to do daily that I am sharing with you guys. Okay, so hopefully you guys got a chance to actually, you know, write it down. I hope I wasn't talking too fast, as you guys didn't hear nothing I said, but like I said, you can always go back and listen to it. But yes, guys, so basically, like I said, self-care is very, very important in our life, because like I said, it's involving us, you know, it's dealing with your mind and just being in a better mood and unplugging your life and just making you better and making you feel better and relaxed. Okay, so loving yourself, how do you do that, Alina, you asked? What do you mean? What do you mean, how do you do that, Alina? Well, it's let me just say this, it takes time. And then, like I said, a lot of people are like, how you not love yourself? A lot of people don't. They don't. Loving yourself is the most important thing that you can do. And it's a big part of self-care as well. That's why I feel like I need to talk about those topics together, because both are involving with loving yourself, because obviously you're taking care of yourself, obviously that you love yourself to do that. So you have to admire yourself, be your own supporter, be your own fan, be your own lover, be your own everything, you know what I'm saying? You have to motivate yourself, you have to give yourself credit, you have to tell yourself that you can do it, you have to believe in yourself, you have to keep yourself focused. And yes, it sounds easy, but it's really not, you guys. It's really not. But it do take time loving yourself, you know, because of course, everybody say, well, girl, I love myself regardless. Yeah, but it's a way of showing it. I mean, anybody can say that they love themselves, but it's a way of showing that you love yourself, you know. Actions do speak louder than words, and that's for any type of situations, you know. We have to really realize that we as in us are important. Like I said, our body is our temple, you know. We have to live in our bodies for the rest of our lives. Even when we're gone, we still have to be in our bodies. That's why it's very important that we have to make sure we're healthy, our body's healthy. We got to make sure that our hygiene is good. We got to make sure that we are, you know, focused and well taken care of. You know, we have to, like I said earlier, how are you going to love someone if you can't love yourself? And that is true. That is really true, you guys. That's really true. You definitely, we really need to get it together. Like, we really do. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. Okay? Say it with me. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. Okay? Physically, meaning yes, exercising, you know, eating something healthy, drinking enough water, getting, like, taking a bath, going for walks, getting good quality of sleep, okay? So that would be for the physical part. Mentally, you know, getting new experiences, reading books, you know, and decluttering our lives with things that's in our way, you know, avoiding toxic people and places, and, you know, exploring our creativity and meditating, and, you know, that would be things that we can do mentally, emotionally, writing in journals, staying positive, you know, and just celebrating who we are. You know, practice our gratitudes, you know, and just exploring life socially, you know. Get with people that you like talking to that's on the same level as you. You know, you never know, you know, who's out there going through the same thing as you. And sometimes I feel like it's good to talk to somebody that's going through the same thing as you. You know what I'm saying? So let's get with people that, you know, that's going through, you know, what you're going through, and talking your problems out, you know, and be around like-minded people and avoid negative energies and organizing, you know, different things, you know, that will help you. Join a support group, you know what I'm saying? Do that socially. That's also something that can help you. Spiritually, help someone, pray, observe quiet times, you know what I'm saying? And just do something that self-reflects you, you know? Like I said, we have to do better, guys. We're going to be all right because, you know what? We love us. We love us, you know? And we have to keep that mindset. So everybody say it with me. I love me. Okay? Well, I'm so glad you guys tuned in with me. Yes, we made it to episode 2, you guys. I'm so excited. And I just want to say thank you once again for the support for the last episode, which was episode 1. If you haven't got a chance to hear that, make sure you go on Apple Podcast. And also, you can check me out on Spotify as well. And just type in Alina Talks and I'll be right there waiting on you guys. And also want to give a special thanks and shout out to Anchor for this wonderful opportunity to do my podcasting with you guys every day. And thank you guys for listening, and I will be talking to you real soon. You guys remember, always stay confident. See ya.